I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The following is a GoPowerCat.com and Spirit Street production. You've discovered your link to GoPowerCat.com's Power Cat Questions podcast, presented by Fridge Wholesale Liquor. And it starts right now. Now, let's go to the WTC Gig-Powered Studios. Here's your host, GoPowerCat.com publisher, Tim Fitzgerald.
Welcome to the Overtime, the PowerCat Overtime Podcast, brought to you by Fridge Wholesale Liquor. I am currently doing something I only will do work-related while doing the overtime.
Morning ecstasy.
I'm having a beer from the Fridge Wholesale Liquor. Well, they don't actually make the beer. They just sold it to me. Longboard Island Lager, little Hawaiian beer, as I teleport myself mentally to the islands and take three pet monkeys with me named Zach Carlson, Ryan Gilbert, and Cole Carmody. That's right, all four of us in the studio today, along with three dogs and no hopes and dreams among any of us.
Really wish there was something I could do.
I don't think. Hold on. That's good beer. Zach's giving me that judgmental look. Guys, the overtime's back. I had fun last week putting it together, but I ran into an issue. I had to leave town, Thursday night, and then Megaphone has been going down quite a bit.
That's what she said.
Because it is merging into Spotify. Mm. That's the new thing. See, Zach, we should start up a business that everyone will want. Now, everyone who had a podcast platform with advanced settings like Megaphone, people like Spotify are buying it. And what's the other one that are buying things?
iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio. Thank you.
Wasn't Megaphone part of iHeartRadio?
I don't think so. Huh? I don't think so. What's funny about Megaphone is they're merging into Spotify to get something, and they'll now have access to something that I thought they had all along, but they didn't. And that is being served ads on a podcast just like you would be served on YouTube. Like, they have your cookies, they know what you want, so we're going to serve Zach an ad about collecting cards. And Ryan Gilbert will get served an ad about delivering food. And Cole Carmody will get an ad served about being a badass.
I approve of that message.
I'll get something about adult diapers. Are you listening to this podcast and need to wet yourself? Enjoy Tena brand men's underwear.
Wow!
Fitz, you're looking at me. Is it that time?
No. You want me to say start? Let's go. Here's your questions from Wabash Station. Here's stupid sound effects. Hey, if you don't know what the overtime is, this is it. And don't say, you know, I'm talking about KC Sports. I don't want to hear it. That's the point of the overtime. We don't talk about stuff of any importance. We have fun. Life should be fun. You need to laugh more often. And you need to hear fart jokes. Go.
Are there any questions?
First question of the overtime from Cole Carmody, 52.
Who the hell let him in? We're letting him ask questions and be here? Something's gone wrong in our security.
Really awkward.
Cole Carmody, 52, wants to know, when it comes to KC Barbecue, please rank your top five from these choices. Gates, Arthur Bryant's, Joe's, Q39, Jack Stack, or other?
Gate, well, we can get rid of the other. Unless you really need it in your top five, but you don't.
It was part of the question. I was just doing my job.
Gates is dead last, and we can all agree.
Nope.
Any opposed?
I have nothing to say about it.
I'm not going
to
answer my own question.
You're unopposed?
Being last? Was Arthur Bryant on the list?
No.
It is.
Arthur Bryant is on the list. Gates is below Arthur Bryant.
No, it's not. Arthur Bryant is below Gates.
You are wrong.
Although I have to, in fairness to me, I've never been to the original Arthur Bryant. I need to do
that's your problem.
I do agree. Those would be my bottom two in my top five of these. Gates and Arthur Bryant. Yes.
Q39 is fourth for me.
So, okay, give me the list again.
It's Gates, Arthur Bryant's, Joe's, Jack Stack, Q39. Q39 is like the new, the first four of those are the Mount Rushmore, quote unquote, of KC barbecue. And Q39 is this new player.
Me and Cole are from Kansas City.
I feel like this list is too restrictive. Have you had Slaps yet?
I have.
What do you think of Slaps?
I like it, but I haven't had it as many times as I've had these other places, so I can't put it in my top five. But if I were to have a top five, these would be in my top five, if you would like me to list them off.
Okay, yeah, you do it. You
rank them.
So Joe's is clearly number one.
Nope.
I think the Z-Man from Joe's, I could literally
pretty good
eat.
Pretty damn good, too.
For every single meal. I mean, that is superior. And the Joe's, the original Joe's, is better than any of the other Joe's. So for this argument, we'll just say the original restaurants. I'm going to go Joe's 1. I really like Q39. I mean, if you want a dinner where you can go in, you can have a beer, you can sit down, and you can have dinner, but you also get barbecue, Q39 is the place to go.
That's Jack Stack, though.
But Q39 is better than Jack Stack.
No, it's not. Okay, okay, go ahead.
Keep going.
Q39 is number two. Number three for me is Arthur Bryant's, because the original Arthur Bryant's, you walk in there, and before, I don't know if it was before COVID or before whenever, you could go in and you could literally get a whole loaf of white bread, of Wonder Bread, with your meal. You just go in and just grab as many pieces of bread as you want, take it to your table. You're looking up at a signed picture from Tom Watson and Bill Clinton. Life doesn't get any better than that.
Why do I want Wonder Bread?
Well, that's their thing.
It's a barbecue thing.
It's a barbecue thing.
So Arthur Bryant's is number three. Number four for me would have to be Gates, just because of the sauce and the ribs. And you go in there and you have people yelling at you, and it's just
that's a lot of
that's
pressure.
The worst.
It's barbecue. It just screams barbecue. You go get Gates before you go to a Royals game, and you just feel like you're in heaven. So I'm going to say Gates is four, and then I have Jack Stack as five, just because it's not as nice as Q39 as far as your actual luxurious barbecue dinner. The only thing Jack Stack has going for it is their beans. And other than that, I take any other places. So that is my personal top five.
You're crazy.
You're nuts.
Crazy.
You're going to have to move to Blue Springs.
Wow, you guys are really mean. I guess that's the show.
I don't think I've ever said this, but I think that I'm moving Jack Stack to number one.
What?
Wow. I think Jack Stack deserves to be
my number
one.
It's my number one.
Are you serious?
Because it's better than the others, simply put. But like my number two, if I had to like pick one that I wanted to go to the most, probably go to Arthur Bryant's. I like going to the old place.
It's cool.
It's a cool place. It's good meat. I like it.
Next time we're in Kansas City, Zach, you and I are going
to
go there.
Okay, we'll go to Arthur Bryant's
during the day.
Because they closed the one at the Legends, and you should be happy.
That one was trash.
It's trash. Yeah. For me, number two is Joe's, then Q39, which I haven't had often enough, but my experience there wasn't good. I mean, they fake their burn-ins pretty badly. But, yeah. What is that called at Jack Stack? The Crown Prime? When they have the prime rib on the bone and they smoke it? And it's the best piece of barbecue I've ever had in my life. It's very expensive. You order them by the bone, one, two, or three, if you're a fat guy like me. I like Gates quite a bit. Because I like their sauce. I really like Gates' sauce. Yes. It's a very traditional Kansas City sauce to me. It's a little bit too thin, but then again, I don't like thick, smoky sauce either. So it's got the flavor, just enough spice to make it good. Arthur Bryant's is just down there for me, but I don't know. I'm looking at this list.
It's a different style of sauce.
Yeah, it's more of a southern.
It's vinegar based.
It's more vinegar based.
I don't like. That's my thing.
It's a personal preference for sure.
Yeah, I don't like that. That's move that to Carolina. I'm looking at this 2019 story here from KC Magazine. Their number one barbecue place is Harp. I've never heard of it.
I've never heard of that.
It's in Raytown, they said.
Yeah, it's too far away.
I don't know.
We did talk about Slaps, though, and I do like Slaps. I enjoy it. I think Slaps right now is probably what Joe's was 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of one of those, like, hey, it's not one of the big ones, but like, yep, it's a good one. You know, I think Slaps could become the Joe's in 10 years type of place. I don't like the sauce as much. The sauce is just kind of so-so.
LC's is also very good. That's another very underrated barbecue place in Kansas City.
So, just to kind of take a right turn here, I've got these weird things I want to do in life. Next week, my wife and I are going on a really short vacation, like four nights in Orlando. And I told her I'm not doing any amusement parks. I'm not doing amusement parks with a mask on. I'm just not. I don't want to do it. And then she said, what if we did fulfilled your dream of doing a pub crawl through the World Showcase at Epcot? So 11 nations, you go drink at the bar at every one of them. So we're going to do that. So we're checking that off the bucket list. How's that for a wife who actually suggests that? Another thing I want to do, and maybe we'll do it this summer since we're kind of limited, you know, we want to take some more time off, is go to Kansas City and every meal for 3 or 4 days, lunch and dinner, we do barbecue. So you got to pick your fights here. You're going to have this there, that there. So you're not eating the same thing over and over. And kind of just crawl through different barbecue spots. You mentioned Slaps. You mentioned LC's. There's also Jones, which I've heard good things about. This list is crazy. They've got Big T's. I've never heard of Big T's.
Nope, me neither.
They've got Gates at 7, Scott's Kitchen at 8. I'm not going to go to a place for barbecue named Scott's Kitchen. I'm sorry. But they have Joe's at 9, and they're on crack.
Good. Good for them.
Oh, my God.
I've never left Joe's and not felt like
Folks, in case you don't know what he said, because I bleeped it out, he said felt fulfilled as a human being. Felt like a better person.
You should just dub it over, like Danger Cat. Feel like a better human being. You just clip that.
Danger Cat.
Next.
From Chris66204. It's good to have you back on the Overtime, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I don't think I've heard that name in a while.
You're going
to
do that for the next couple too, I think.
Oh, yeah. GPC crew thoughts on Ted Lasso series.
You know, I was totally remiss in not mentioning it last week as a streaming thing. I was so upset with myself when I was editing it. I almost went back and put it in.
Apple TV.
Yeah.
It's not awesome. Worth it.
Awesome show. Incredible show.
Fellas, we're broken. We need to change. And look, I know change can be scary. One minute, you're playing freeze tag out there at recess with all your buddies. Next thing you know, you're getting zits, your voice gets low. And every time your art teacher, Miss Scanlon, leans over your desk to check and see how your project's going, you feel all squiggly inside. She was a striking woman. Not classically beautiful, but striking. First time I ever saw tan lines.
Sudeikis hits it out of the park. It's absolutely incredible. It's funny, charming, well-written, well-executed. But it's on Apple, so if you don't have Apple...
That's probably the one reason I still haven't watched it. Because when I saw the show get announced, I'm like, yes. Because I loved the NBC promos. The NBC promos, it wouldn't surprise me if I went and watched and I could say jokes word for word because they probably reused them in the show, but the NBC promos were excellent and amazing.
Speaking of which, one of the scenes in there, because he's from Kansas City, is he has his computer backdrop, his phone backdrop, is Arthur Bryant's in the back, the phone.
Jason Sudeikis likes wearing Kansas City barbecue shirts and has barbecue references in his, everything. You know, whenever he can do it. I think in We're the Millers, he's wearing an Arthur Bryant shirt or something like that. It's a cool guy.
Awesome. You should just come over and come down to the studio here because it's just kind of workplace. And
steal your Apple TV.
And find Apple TV right there on the TV.
I need to finish Drive to Survive and then sign up for my week trial of Apple TV to watch Ted Lasso.
Me and John Kurtz can relate to Donnie Campbell, our high school math teacher, cutting us from the basketball team. And this show is actually based off of... my high school math teacher, Donnie Campbell.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That is right.
I've never seen it.
You were tall and he cut you?
Yep.
What? Can you not hit a shot? Can you not dribble? What's wrong with you?
Right, I don't know. Here, what's good on speed dial?
So, Kirch is from the same school, too?
Yep.
My God.
Yeah.
What do you love? Is it writing?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, good, because you're darn good at it.
Thank you.
Welcome. Me? I love coaching. Now, I'm going to say this again, just so you didn't think it was a mistake the first time I said it. For me, success is not about the wins and losses. It's about helping these young fellas be the best versions of themselves on and off the field. And it ain't always easy, Trent, but neither is growing up without someone believing in you.
Hmm. Must be rough to get on the basketball team there. Yeah.
They had that one dude 15 years ago that went to Tech. I forget his name.
Yep, but I remember him.
So
sounds like this teacher's good at getting people into media and television.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll see.
This water's good.
The next question from BVWJ. Does quote-unquote Manhattan Road crew qualify as quote-unquote getting paid to suck? Apparently, you have to do very little work, and it looks like the jobs last forever.
They do.
Dude, it's so bad.
The jobs last so long, by the time they're done, they need to redo it. Right?
Yeah. What I want to know is, how can you shut down Wreath? Basically, all of Wreath, you can shut that down and then say, hey, let's actually add in another construction near Wreath so where you're super detoured. The detour for Wreath has another detour. The detour has a detour.
It's crazy.
Are you kidding me? Who is the Manhattan construction, street construction city planner? Because you need to step up and answer the public. You're an idiot.
Oof.
I hope you listen to this podcast, and I hope you call me out on Wabash Station or on Twitter. I don't care. You need to explain yourself. I don't care where you do it. This is embarrassing. I don't even use Manhattan Avenue. I don't use Manhattan Avenue because it's been closed for like four out of the last 5 years. It isn't even in my memory. I can't go to Aggieville. I go down to Tuttle Creek, and then I take Ellers Road to get back to Juliet, and then to Aggieville, because I forget that it's a road that exists because you shut it down for 5 years. Unbelievable.
Well, hey, Hoodles, I was in the midst of a pretty good bender outside of Phnom Penh once.
That's the best rant you've ever had on a podcast. It's so true. At one point, they had every major thoroughfare torn up. You couldn't, like, detour and get somewhere without hitting more construction. I did it the other day. I detoured somewhere to avoid construction and hit construction. It's like, oh, screw it. I can't get anywhere without construction. It's amazing. Now, a big part of it is this town is awesome and growing, and I get it, and they're trying to expand Kimball and make it a badass road instead of, you know, kind of a busy four-lane. It's going to be more scenic. It's going to be cool. But it's going to be designed more for pedestrians on game days and that kind of stuff. But my God, they just tear crap up. I feel like they're sitting around and they're like, hey, Cecil, see that backhoe? Let's head over to Bluemont and put some big holes in the ground, and then we'll fill them back in and concrete it over. We'll get paid $25 an hour to do it.
Are they going to ever open up the lane on Bluemont?
It's got to be getting close because the hotel's almost done.
Yeah.
I would think the hotel would want the lane back when it opens because so you can get into the garage. But this is the thing, then. You're going to have a right turn into the garage off of Bluemont, aren't you? Or you're going to have to come in off of 12th. I'm not sure how that's going to work, actually.
I don't know where the garage entrance is going to be. And I don't really care because it's going to be an improvement on whatever this is. Once it's finally open,
so
those extra five spots that the city will net.
It's nine and net nine. If you're not following along here, so they're putting in the second hotel in Aggieville. It'll be a very classy Marriott Courtyard Inn. I'm sure it's going to be very nice. But of all the flags you could pick, Courtyard Inn. I guess because Super 8 was out of the question.
I don't like this Courtyard by Marriott slander. I love the Courtyard. If I could stay at any hotel, Courtyard.
I'm sorry. I just had to wash the taste of that answer out of my mouth.
Okay, good. You can go to Aggieville and stay.
Yeah.
So they took out the parking lot, and they're putting in a parking garage that will have parking for the hotel and replace the city spots plus nine. So... And Aggieville gains a lot more than nine spots because now you have hotel guests that can park. So you pick up all the hotel guests for busy weekends. So that's cool. But in the process of that, they tore up 12th Street all the way down to Morrow. And I'm like, what are they doing? Well, they basically built a visual representation of what they want to do through all of Aggieville. Also, by the way, big chunks of Aggieville on the west side are closed because they are building a parking garage. Yes, that's right. The parking lot that was attached to Varney's, next to Varney's, now belongs to the city. And a parking garage is going up there. So, like I noticed, poor Dirty Dogs has no road in front of it, and you can barely get up the sidewalk.
How do they get deliveries to even the hat? How does the hat get stuff?
I'm not sure. I have no idea. I'm just happy that Dirty Dogs has fencing along the front now. So when I fall, I'll hit the fence instead of the ground.
Yeah.
So it's good. But that will eventually add more parking to Aggieville. And there's also plans to add parking at the end of Morrow. I don't know if they'll ever develop that into a small garage, like across from, well, where Wahoo was.
But Nico's, the finest Italian. Nico's. Italian. For you Kansans. Jeez.
Take crap from him about this. So eventually they want to turn Morrow into a walking district, which I'm fully in support of. But if you go look at that little part of 12th Street, that's what they want to do. And then the what's traffic on 12th Street would be only fire emergency lane. I mean, the police have to be able to arrest people for having fun.
I learned one thing since I've been here. You gotta fight for your right to party!
Right, we all know that. They gotta be able to shut down a bar that's having way too much fun. And on Fake Patty's Day, when it comes roaring back, they'll have to make sure there's only 12 people in an establishment. So we gotta have the emergency lane.
He's absolutely right.
But, which I support. I support being able to have an ambulance when I fall down. I'm in favor of that. So, eventually, Aggieville is going to be even more torn up than it is, and it's already torn up. But I do think the guys are sitting around, Cecil, let's just go tear something up, because something is always torn up in this town. It's unbelievable. And they'll finish it, and you're like, what did they do?
We put in a pipe.
Well, where's it going? No, we just put in one pipe. It just is down there. I mean, Fort Riley Boulevard's a disaster, and it's going to be a disaster for at least another year, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're redoing Fort Riley, which needs it.
The bridge needed reconstruction. I mean, like, that's a fact.
They're helping solve the Wildcat Creek, because that's the end of Wildcat Creek. I think they're giving it a bigger area, so I don't know what they're doing. I don't know. I just want more gators in Wildcat Creek. But that's not on the construction plans at all.
The humans will be right back.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The ads are done. Speak humans.
From J. Boland, PSU, going back to sandwiches. Fitz, you'll love this. If a grilled cheese has anything other than cheese on it, like meats or veggies, is it still a grilled cheese or just a sandwich?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm actually with him.
Well, he didn't make an opinion. There's no being with anything. He just asked the question.
Oh yeah.
He did not give you an out here. You need to make the choice.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
There is an establishment here in town that has a Kansas grilled cheese that looks awesome. You know what place I'm talking about, right?
Yep, I had it.
Is it good?
It's amazing.
It's got barbecue on it though, right?
It is.
What are we talking about?
I don't know what this is.
Yeah. I was thinking of the Varsity
It's truck. Named after a former Aggieville bar that was a country bar, and it's now located where a former restaurant went out at the start of the pandemic that was owned by a coffee shop.
Oh, yeah. Shut up, Todd.
Oh, it's Rockin' Case, for God's sakes. Don't give me that look. Rockin' Case on Kimball.
Oh.
That was right by Blue Stem Bistro.
Oh, I couldn't follow. I'm sorry.
That's right.
I was trying to do the math and everything.
My theory on this
coffee
is
shop, yes.
If there's more cheese than there is meat, then you can name it a grilled cheese.
That's what I said.
That's interesting.
On the thread, actually.
So no, hold on. You're answering questions on the thread?
Is that illegal?
That's a violation of team rules. it's like smoking marijuana in the locker room. Do not do that. Don't do it.
Marijuana is a memory loss drug, so maybe you just don't remember.
I would remember.
Well, how could you if it just erased your memory?
That's not how it works.
Now, how do you know how it works?
Let me talk to
Jay.
Are
we going to remove him for the rest of the podcast and bring him back for the next one?
Let me talk to Jay. Let me get my contract out here.
Just a severe scolding. And then a smiley face.
I'm with you. If it exceeds 50% meat over cheese, then I'll call it a sandwich. But if it's more cheese, it's a grilled cheese.
But see, what I appreciate about what Rockin' Case has done here, it's not a grilled cheese. It's a Kansas grilled cheese, which means like the entire state, it kicks ass.
Yes! Yes! Did you hear that?
Yes.
Although I do enjoy a grilled cheese with a little bacon thrown into it. I think Solong has that. Does Solong have the four cheese grilled cheese? The thing about grilled cheese is, if you're going to do a grilled cheese, it's got to be something special.
What about a grilled cheese mac and cheese from Varsity Truck?
It's really good, and particularly if you're at 2:30 in the morning and you don't know your own name. I mean, honestly, though, a shoe would be delicious. But I feel like if it was really that brilliant, everyone would knock it off. And we haven't seen that. Although if I had a place, I'd probably knock it off.
It's okay. But I think it's still a grilled cheese. It doesn't take away, having macaroni on it doesn't take away the fact that it's still
I would like sandwich. To commend them on finding a way to make a grilled cheese and then adding more carbs.
Yes.
It's hard to do, but they found a way. We're going to put macaroni in there to get you more carbs. Remarkable.
But yeah, I agree. I think that if it has more, if the main substance is cheese,
did we come to an agreement on this?
It's a grilled cheese. Heck?
That's a first.
I'm very anti bacon grilled cheese mac and cheese. So
you're not a fan of bacon. You think bacon's overrated?
Bacon is the worst.
Yes.
You don't like what? Bacon either?
Yep. Zach, you're my favorite.
Oh wow. How did this not come up on the podcast last year? Last overtime podcast.
Now look, I'm not a guy that says bacon is the greatest in the world.
That's fine.
I'd rather have a good sausage.
Have you ever stared into somebody's eyes as the life left their body?
Than all right. bacon. But
all right.
I enjoy bacon a lot. And if I could have bacon and sausage, I would have it. But the link sausage. Yeah.
I'd take patties over bacon, though.
Yeah, see, patties seem like you're cheating.
How so?
Because the definition of sausage is you take a sketchy tube of like a cow intestine or something.
Sheep.
And shove meat into it.
I'm sorry. I just had to wash the taste of that answer out of my mouth.
All right.
But that's what it is. It's why you don't want to see the sausage made. You just want to enjoy it.
Jesus, it went downhill really fast.
What do you think about Ryan Gilbert asking the next question, maybe? Yeah, would that help things out? Got a couple from I Like Pickles Cat. First of them, what stat would you be most interested in for your life? Example, number of vehicles driven.
Like personal visits? Like how many? What?
Different vehicles.
How many cars have you driven, I think, that's an example.
Mine is injections.
How many microchips you have?
know how many shots I've taken.
Yeah, exactly.
But not shots. Injections.
I don't understand the question. What are we doing
like,
here?
Like, if there was a statistic that you could know, and like all of
about
your life,
yourself,
about yes. yourself, like how many times you've done X or whatever.
I did a bad job explaining that question. Yeah. That's on me. I would go how many people I've met in my life. Because last night at the bar, this dude, he knew my name and everything at the rec. We played basketball together. Apparently, I didn't remember him. So I'm curious how many people got me thinking that I've met in my life.
That is kind of interesting.
I want to know how many hours I've spent on the internet.
Doing what?
Exactly that. I don't know.
I feel like if that's your job, being on the internet, that's, you know, if you're on a website, you know, if you're you're on your phone, on Twitter, whatever, you're on the internet. I feel like at some point the number becomes so big that it's inconsequential. Like you're just like, it doesn't matter because each, you know, once you reach 10,000 hours, what's an extra hour, you know?
That turns into days. And then you see how long you spent doing nothing on the internet.
And then you feel bad.
Exactly.
It's like looking at your Call of Duty playtime stats.
KD ratio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you guys say, over under a third of your life you've spent sleeping?
Pretty close to even.
Yeah.
It's very close.
Pretty close to even.
I'd say I get a tad bit less than 8 a night. So I'm going to go with the under.
Oh, I'd go on the over.
I'd go over.
See, I don't nap either.
Oh, yeah, I'm way over that.
Oh, you got to nap.
If I can sleep more than 8 hours, I'll sleep more than 8 hours.
I don't know what my stat would be.
Back to mine, though. I didn't really get a finish. I took HGH as a child. I juiced during the forbidden era of baseball. If you guys haven't known on the podcast that I've talked about that. But yeah, I couldn't make my own growth hormones, so I took shots 6 days a week for probably 7 or 8 years.
Interesting, because I think my statistic would be similar.
It'd be like,
I wonder how many shots I've taken.
I feel like you've probably taken more shots than me. Different shots, but
delicious.
Needles don't bother me. I can take a needle in my arm.
Yes.
Bother you?
No, I get weekly allergy injections.
Yes. Ooh.
That don't bother me at all.
I want to pass out thinking about it.
You don't like needles?
No.
What? Like, I'm easily...
Needles are okay. It's just blood I really can't handle.
Oh.
What? Like, I'm easily over 2,000. I'm certain. Probably close to 3,000.
Well, there was that heroin habit, too.
So. There was not. There was not. No.
You probably got, like, no veins left between your toes.
From I Like Pickles Cat once again, did the new Borat movie do justice to the last one?
Jack, have you watched it?
I did watch it when it came out. It was okay. Like, it was all right. Like, for being a Borat sequel, fair. But I felt like a lot of the situations were definitely, maybe not scripted, but planned a little bit. Especially with the participants in them.
Well, you can't sneak up on people as a character anymore because people know him.
Well, he could, though, a little bit. But when he's in disguise, you know, most of the movie's in disguise. He's Sacha Baron Cohen is playing Borat, playing another character because he doesn't want people to know that he's Borat.
Naughty, naughty.
Wow. That's deep.
Yeah, it's deep. But there were a couple scenes where you're just like, it's so far-fetched to believe. Like, it was like they took it a little too far, I think, to where it was like, you know what? Like, there's no way this person is this stupid on camera. Some of them, yes. Some of them were like, yeah, this is a genuine experience. But like towards the end, there were some where I'm just like, you know, these guys that are bamboozle, I guess. They just like they stuck around too long for them to make it seem real, if that makes sense. I felt like the storyline wasn't as, I don't want to say developed, but it didn't progress the way I felt it should have.
That's why I watched Borat.
a lot lacking, I thought. It just seemed too unbelievable.
My name is Borat. I like you. I like sex. It's nice.
You know what it was? Borat was your hot girlfriend. Like,
my wife.
Yeah. Exactly. And after getting to know her a little bit better, you started seeing all the defects, and you now understand that your hot girlfriend isn't as perfect, and you find the flaws in her, and she's less hot to you. And you throw her back into the ocean, and you'll move on to Ted Lasso, and you'll find that character funny. Basically, you're never going to have an ongoing, enduring relationship with a fictional character, Zach, because you're too picky.
Slept in my car last night, quit my job, burned all my bridges. I went to the bathroom on my boss's car.
Wow, you went. You tried going deep, and it was just kind of like, okay, we'll move on.
From I Like Pickles Cat. Past or present, what is the best game show?
It's got to be Jeopardy, doesn't it?
What?
Yeah, best game it's show? Very soothing.
No. Are we talking about the best or favorite?
Oh, that's good. That's
because
good.
Mine certainly is not the best, but it's my favorite.
What is it?
It's called Baggage, and it came on Game Show Network. Huh. They would air it late at night. I don't know if they still do, but like 2 o'clock in the morning was like primetime Baggage. Because come home from Aggieville, turn that on, eat your Jeff's pizza, watch Baggage. That's what I did. And basically the premise is Jerry Springer's the host. So we know how this is going to go. Jerry Springer is the host. And there's 3 contestants. And, you know, it's usually, you know, 3 guys. And then there's a girl that they're trying to date. And, the girl or the guy, whoever's picking the baggage. So there's a small baggage, a medium baggage, and a big baggage. And they open up their baggages and they have to pick. But they don't know on a couple of them which baggage is whose. So, you know, they're looking at it and they're like, all right, you know, can you handle this? Can you handle that? And it's like, that's probably the worst baggage. And then they reveal them and they explain it and then they get eliminated. And then you have the medium baggage. And then they have...
I'm so lost.
And then they'll talk to him for a little bit, and then, you know, they'll have the final 2, and you got to pick between the big baggages and which one, you know, which one wins and which one loses. Probably, and then they go on a date.
Probably the greatest game show on all of television. You take a bunch of hot people that are really screwed up, and you look for your spouse, and you call it The Bachelor or Bachelorette.
I was about to say that. Sounds like The Bachelor, Zach.
Well, you guys should hear about Temptation Island. We're getting outside. We're getting more into reality shows than we are game shows.
Is it, though, or is it a game show? Who are you? Your prizes.
You should watch Temptation Island, where you take these couples that are at a quote-unquote crossroads in their relationship, and you have this creepy host who's also named Mark Wahlberg lead them through this journey. But then they split up the couples, put them on an island with a whole bunch of other singles, and it just becomes this mess. And then they'll have these things called bonfires, where it's like tribal councils, but nobody's getting voted out, but they go to these bonfires and they watch clips completely out of context, sometimes not, of their significant other doing stuff with the other person. So then it's just like this chaos. It's amazing.
He's very nice and knows a lot about wine and isn't diabetic, and around here that makes him the catch of the frickin' century.
So let me back up here. Yeah. So it's called Temptation Island.
It's called Temptation Island.
So
yes.
Is it like they take a fat guy and put him on an island full of smoked meat, alcohol, and candy? Because that would really screw me up.
That's actually a really good analogy to what this show is, but that's not what the show is.
What is going on? What is going on?
I was just going to say my favorite's Family Feud, but we went a whole nother direction.
I love the old Family Feud when they used to kiss everyone. Like Richard Dawson's over there trying to slip tongue to the women. So things you just couldn't do anymore. Mm-hmm. Steve Harvey's the best, so we're Family Feud.
I watched.
We
Family
asked this
Feud
inappropriate
the-
answer, and I'm shocked that it was an inappropriate answer.
Harvey makes it too much about himself. I want to hear the answers.
Funny.
I don't dig Steve Harvey. I'm sorry.
Wow. What? You're all about the game. You're not about the host.
I want to know what the answer is. Survey says, I don't care about what Steve Harvey
says. They have to fill up 22 minutes.
Add an extra round. Like the NFL. Add an extra game.
You got commercial and sponsorships. He knows what he's doing.
Ridiculous.
Steve Harvey's a professional.
I guess that answered that question.
Yeah.
Staying on the TV topic from Riley Gates.
Oh, man. Who is this guy? What? This guy's like a virus. You think you get rid of him, you get vaccinated, and boom, he comes back.
Wow.
Is there a commercial TV or radio that you will change the channel right away when it comes on. For me, it's the Cars for Kids, pardon, on the radio. On the radio.
Wrong emphasis on that. I'm getting there with the Allstate singing head.
The lady?
God, that's creepy.
Googlier.
I wouldn't notice it unless you had mentioned it. Now I notice honestly, it, and then I sing along with it because you don't like
it. Oh, God, I hate you. A lot of the college basketball commercials this year are in that. I'm so sick of Lily from AT&T. Mm. I'm so sick of her. I'm sick of the Allstate commercial. What? There's a couple more that I'm like, this commercial is playing over and over and over.
Scoop, there it is.
I actually don't mind that one, but now that's getting worn out. But you don't like it because it doesn't remind you of your younger years, which is what it's doing for us, for me.
Not me.
Yeah. I looked at you like you'd know what that is.
Like, come on, Zach, you're on my team. You're old. Nope.
You guys might not know what this is, but Ryan, you probably know what I'm talking about.
Can I just take it from you?
I was going to say Shane Company. Half mile east.
Oh, yeah.
Highway 7 and shops at Deer Creek Woods open weekdays from
Saturday till Sunday till 5.
Online at chainco.com. Yeah.
But what brilliant advertising. You just gave them a free ad.
And I also always, Mr. Mouthful of Rocks, Jerry Jaws from Jaws' Jewelry. Yes.
Local advertising special.
Jaws' Jewelry.
I love the guy from, I can't even think of what it is. It was another WHB ad, but it was a guy with a really low voice. Come on in.
Michael Garozzo. Welcome to
the show. Is it Jim from Smoke and Fire?
He's got a really deep voice. Like, I can't even come close to how low this guy's voice is. I don't think it was that. I think it's another place.
What about, this is what Ryan thought I was going to talk about.
If you've been hurt, just call me. I've got this. I played Division I basketball. And then I went pro. In the court of law.
Well, you won that one.
What a flipping dipstick. I can't stand Mike DePasquale. I'm sorry.
I've got this.
You say that now until you slip and fall at the workplace and you sue the shit out of me.
When it comes to TV, I don't even pay attention. Like, there's no commercial on TV right now that truly just bothers me or irks me. Back when I went to Oklahoma State, I went to Okie Light for a year. When living on campus, we had Suddenlink was our cable provider for whatever reason. And we got 3 commercials in each block. You know, 3 different ones. We got one for Suddenlink. Those were annoying. Hated those. We got Mattress Hub. I will buy my next mattress from the Mattress Hub because of the Cheap Sheep. And that was when the Cheap Sheep commercials were good. But those got annoying. But the best one and also the worst one was Barry Sanders has like a Hyundai or, you know, what he has a car dealership in Stillwater. But his tagline was, "Are you tired of other dealers' BS? Come see this BS."
I like that a lot.
It's such a good tagline. But got annoying after a while. But I don't really notice commercials anymore. I tune them out. But also on radio.
Except for the commercials found on this podcast.
On radio, as Riley Gates knows and as Tim Fitzgerald knows, there's only one station I listen to on SiriusXM, and that's SiriusXM Hits 1, which is a commercial-free channel. I don't listen to commercials on the radio because I pay a lot of money each month to listen to satellite radio.
Kansas City radio one more time. Ryan.
Yeah.
888-4BOB when you want it hassle-free.
I thought it was remember 913.
No. I thought it was
888-4BOB remember 913.
I think it's both.
What? Isn't there a car dealership about like 10 cents down or something?
Shawnee Mission Kia.
No, just a short that's a drive.
Shawnee Mission Parkway at I-35.
Choose any Conklin Cars location.
Oh, for God. Commercials. Stop. Just move on to another question.
I would like to say I wish I was around Manhattan for your time probably fits. I don't know, Zach, about you, but when Pizza Shuttle had those commercials.
Oh, well, ask the next question because it is a commercial. It's the same question, basically. Might as well just get the last one over.
All right. Inverse as well. This is from I Like Pickles Cat. Inverse as well. Is there a commercial that you will stop scanning just to watch / listen to?
Those Pizza Shuttle commercials were very good. Pizza Shuttle needs to make new bad commercials. Because they still occasionally run that commercial.
I would like to know if they thought they were making good commercials that ended up bad, and they just rolled with it because they were so bad they're brilliant. The female cops.
Stop. You're under arrest. For what? For eating bad pizza. Don't we at least get a phone call? You do. 776-5577. It's so good.
Oh my god.
Pretty sure that was Cole Bashamp in the
in the
commercial.
Yep. Yeah. It's all Manhattan people. Oh my god. Yeah, I never ate Pizza Shuttle. It's horrible.
What you've never eaten it, but it's horrible.
I've had it.
Okay.
But
okay.
It's not like I was one of those when I needed pizza, I ordered that. Of course that was kind of a 90s phenomena. And that wasn't
Probably right.
We were gone then. We came back in 98. So we caught the end of that, I think.
My aunt, who
still around,
graduated here, and uncle call it pizza shittle.
Well, for those of you that don't know what he said because I bleeped it out, it replaced a U with an I.
I don't mind pizza shittle. It's not amazing, but it's a solid pizza.
No.
Mm-mm. Even when I'm drunk, I've never enjoyed a Pizza Shuttle pizza.
Oh.
What's it called? The shuttle drop?
Hang on. Before we get to that, their cheese sticks are the best cheese sticks in Manhattan. I will say that.
Never had those.
I will say that. Go to Pizza Shuttle and get some cheese sticks because those are good.
The point of getting pizza is to get the worst possible thing for your system and put it in there. So if I could order with extra meat and extra grease, I would. Extra cheese, extra grease. If you want to make it like thick crust, that's good. Put some bacon on there. Maybe some grilled cheese. Put a whole grilled cheese sandwich on top of that. That's good.
Are there any questions?
As you know, Zach, you introduced me to the heroine of social media.
Jeez.
TikTok. And I just learned something from TikTok. You know what that little table's for? It's not just to keep the box from collapsing on your pizza. It's so that you can use that to hold the next piece so you don't have to touch a pizza that you're not going to eat.
Hmm. Yeah. I was told at Pizza Hut that that's there for... We only put it on our pan pizzas so that the pizza doesn't rise up and start touching the roof of the box. That's what I was told.
It's a pizza saver. That's what it's called.
But yeah, you can use that then to hold the piece adjacent to the piece you're...
Mm-hmm.
Without touching the
piece. You can, but is that why it's there?
Well, I don't know. I mean, a cell phone was originally designed for calling people, but now we use it for other things, too.
What was the question again?
I don't know.
Something about commercials.
Is there a commercial that you will stop scanning just to watch or listen to?
Wow. No, I actually don't think there is one.
What about the Doritos commercial that aired in the Super Bowl a while ago? It's the little kid, and he goes up to him, and he said, I got two rules for you. Keep your hands off my mama and keep your hands off my Doritos.
What are they saying?
I don't know that commercial, so I won't stop for it.
I don't think that it airs anymore, yeah, Cole, so you got to go onto YouTube to actually go and physically watch that.
Yeah,
if you love it.
I couldn't think of a single commercial that I enjoy.
You don't like the no, not today rerunning?
No.
The first 18 times I saw it in one game.
You know what? The Geico Hump Day commercial.
Yeah,
makes me laugh every time.
Oh, that's the epitome of overrun and dumb and skip. Mute the television.
Hump day.
In the Indianapolis is a better commercial than that.
That's horrible. Is that it for the questions?
That is it. Oh, I didn't say final question, did I?
That's all right.
I'm fired.
Even if there was one, we got to shut this thing down. Thanks for listening to The Overtime. Hope you have a great weekend. Don't get arrested. I'm not saying don't do crimes. I'm saying don't get arrested. It's really not about the crime.
Don't do crimes. I'll say it.
God dang it. Okay, fine.
He's been drinking like a fruit juice. Well, Cole and I have been drinking Hawaiian water. That's it. Go away.
You've been listening to the Power Cat Questions podcast, presented by Fridge Wholesale Liquor. Power Cat Podcast. All rights reserved. GoPowerCat.com and Spirit Street Publishing.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.